Hey y'all, I'm Rachel.
I'm Brad.
And I think I'm Michael.
That whole introduction was fucked because he didn't say his name in the right place, and I feel uncomfortable.
It'll be okay. So we realized that it's been almost 2 whole months since we put out an episode because I forgot to publish our last one, and it's just been sitting in the app waiting for me to do the thing. And I suck, and I realize that. But it's okay.
We've only warned y'all in the other episodes numerous times that she sucks.
But
we all suck.
In our defense, work and school
has
attacked us.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, work and school have attacked all three of us.
Just like my laptop attacked Rachel.
Yeah.
And the cookie sheets attacked me when you're doing your thing.
Yeah.
I have yet to be attacked. I have been attacked today. I was attacked
by a small cat.
By this little shit. Yep.
Why are you grinding non-existent coffee?
I don't know.
I feel that.
So, I just put out the episode that I forgot to publish, like, not even 10 minutes ago. This is a quick little bonus episode. We're going to talk about ourselves instead of...
smell it through the bag.
Michael's talking about coffee, not weed, in case anybody got concerned there for a minute.
I wonder if you can roll coffee into, like, a blunt and smoke it. Can you go to Go-Mart?
No.
No.
That's just coffee.
That's dangerous.
We're not going to smoke a coffee, you guys.
Can I please try it?
Hickory smoked coffee.
Let me text Madison for her.
Great. I'm still recording.
It's fine. You said spontaneous and random. This is spontaneous and random.
All right. We're going to talk about ourselves. Here in just a few minutes, I'm probably going to open this bottle of wine that's sitting next to me before we even get to our break, though. And up first, we have Brad.
I have been randomly selected to talk about myself, and I kind of feel like I'm going through some TSA shit with how random.
Well, he's currently a unicorn because he's got a strip of hair.
It's true.
Up.
It's true. All I'm
right.
A fantastic unicorn.
All right, unicorn talk.
Okay, so things about Brad. Now, let's see. I look like Jesus.
What is your full legal name?
Oh my God, I hate you so much. Bradley Kyle.
Bradley Kyle what?
Cook.
Okay.
I drink Monster, but I don't punch drywall. I swear to God. Where am I from? I'd love to say my mother, but I doubt that's true. Thank you for laughing.
Now, definitely from your mother, but you don't know what dad.
That's true.
No, you're definitely your father's son.
Let's see. Do you want full details, or do you just want, like, where I live now?
Talk about whatever the fuck you were talking
okay,
about, bro.
So
just try
to
keep it under 10 minutes.
I was born in Spencer, West Virginia at midnight. Yeah. Full moon, midnight. Middle of a blizzard. How cool is that?
On what day were you...
The 12th.
...hatched?
The 12th.
Of
November, 1862.
Wow, that's way off. 1731.
I thought it was 1990.
It is.
Four?
Six.
Seven?
No, you're both way wrong.
Five.
Five.
Brad was born on November 12th, 1995, in Spencer, West Virginia, at midnight in the middle of a blizzard. Just
yes.
To sum up what... Michael interrupted consistently.
Let's see. I am currently a tour guide at the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum. I'd like to say I'm a history guide, but I do both because I'm just that fucking cool.
What do you mean by both?
What's
the other guide?
History and paranormally
gotcha.
Stuff. I am our group's professional ghost hunter.
Michael and I are just the amateur ghost hunters.
Baby ghost hunters.
I'm also a baby witch, but we'll get to that.
I'm a gamer. I like to play video games. First-person shooters are my jam. Call of Duty's shit, but I still play it. I prefer Battlefield.
But he's banned for life.
I do have a lifetime ban from Battlefield.
Not for cheating, but they thought he was cheating because he's that good.
I did a match and went like 154-3 or 2 or something like that, and they were like, he fucking cheating. And, EA, if you're hearing this, unban me! Seriously, please! I'm a cosplayer. I have... literally within eyeshot right now, 2 costumes, both in the tote beside me and the one table-sized extra extremity that I have. My truck is currently covered in blood splatters and it looks glorious.
It's not real.
Oh, we can post a picture of that to our Instagram that you probably forgot we had.
I can. We can. Oh, and the Twitter.
Oh, the Twitter that we've been ignoring. Oh, also, I do have my own podcast and the episode released today. If you're interested in hearing random tidbits of history, check out Strange History on Spotify.
Also on that note, since he brought that up, starting November, we will be back on track.
Yes, we will be. Everything will be settled down and none of us will be... Oh, I'd love to say none of us would be emotionally dying anymore, but...
Oh, we all will be.
Yeah, it'll be constant.
It just won't be as bad.
Oh, we can replace Brock with Elena.
Oh, shit.
And when Brock comes back to visit, Brock can guest star still.
I don't know if Brock will be back.
He said he'll be back either in the spring or in next fall.
I know, but I mean, like...
Brock will be back. Brock will come back.
It took Brock, like, 9 months to come back last time.
That's because school was out.
And COVID.
Because of COVID.
It took Brock 9 months to come back.
Our Brock will come back. It will be okay.
I miss my Brock.
We will include Brock in yet another episode one of these days.
One day in the hopefully near future. If one or all of us are still alive.
I won't be. October's killing me.
I got the rap for the smokes of the coffee.
Okay, back to Brad. Brad, are you in college?
I am. I'm going to Glenville State, just like everybody else I fucking know. History education major, because I want to be a history teacher, which is a total shocker to anyone who ever meets me. Really, that's... I watched that. I watched that total failure out of my peripheral vision, Rachel. What were you...
That.
Congratulations. You... Someone else talk.
Michael, do you want to go next?
Oh, no, we had Brad... questions for Brad.
Oh, right. We still have questions
Brad, for Brad. Brad, two questions. Why do you like your hair being so long?
Oh, yes. Brad has very long, luscious hair that I am very, very jealous of, and it's... When I say I hate Brad, I'm serious. I hate him because his hair is nicer than mine.
Let's see. Why do I have long hair? The last time I had short hair and went to one of my friend's houses, his little brother thought I was a home intruder and held me at knife point because he thought I was there to rob them. True story. I look like a Nazi skinhead. It's bad. I also got caught on fire. So... The long, luscious hair makes me feel better about the nasty burns I have all over the back of my skull.
Really?
Yeah.
You've never told us about that.
Yeah, I didn't know that there were burn scars.
You need to show us.
I can't.
Not unless he shaves his head.
There's no way. You can't even see part of it?
No, the hair keeps it covered.
Not even in the creases?
No, it's all the way back there. Mm. It's gross.
Okay, what was your other question for Brad?
Why do you like ancient history?
Anxious history?
I'm thinking about coffee.
I really like all forms of history. It's not just...
But that's ancient. All you ever talk about.
It's because it's more interesting. Honestly, I like just knowing about the things that happened that none of us were around to actually see. Like, we're living through history right now with COVID and... You know, I know I lived through 9/11. I don't know about you guys. I don't remember.
I was alive.
I was 8 months old.
No.
I was going on 8 months old.
Oh, my God. I was in second grade.
I was almost two.
I am so fucking old.
Yes, you are.
Oh, my God.
Well, I said you were born in 1862.
But no, it's like I've lived through a lot of major historic events that have changed a lot of what I know. And I just like knowing things that are different.
And stuff that they don't teach kids in school that they probably should, but, you know, nobody's going to teach the important shit.
Yeah, which is another reason why I want to be a teacher. And
people's emotions are too fucking sensitive anymore.
Yeah, God forbid we talk about Spartans killing a bunch of fucking other people. God forbid we discuss that in school.
Well, I mean, really, that's...
God forbid you say the word gun anymore.
Yeah, really.
Really, though, if you think about it, I'm not going to get into the... guiding principles of why we don't need to teach the Battle of Thermopylae in public high school systems, but...
And God forbid somebody mention politics without the fucking liberals going to a corner to cry and the Republicans pulling a gun out of their backpacks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Politics is fucked.
It is. Brad, do you have anything else to add about yourself?
I don't know. Do you have any more questions? Michael's asked like 4. You've asked...
I've asked like 6. I mean, I've got more, but I'll save it for another date.
I don't know. Are you done talking about yourself?
I was done talking about myself when the recording hit the minute and 30 second mark.
Oh.
Dude, same, except take the minute off that.
Well...
I don't like talking about myself. I'm not that interesting of a person.
We're gonna move to Michael's section here in just a moment. So please bear with us and bear arms. And now Michael is going to talk about himself. Please don't unfollow our podcast during this segment. It'll get better, I promise.
It never gets better. So where do I start, guys?
Introduce yourself.
So my name's Michael.
Hi, Michael. I'm Rachel.
Hi, Michael.
Welcome to our AA meeting.
I was about to do the same thing, and you took my fucking joke again.
I'm good at that. But this isn't about me. This is
my last name shall remain anonymous. But I am from, born in Spencer like Brad. Except I was actually raised there, unlike Brad.
Unlike Brad.
Went to school.
What day were you born on?
The 24th.
Of?
I think January.
He was born on January 24th, 2001, for anybody who doesn't know.
Oh, great. Now they can look me up and find me.
Oh, you're stuck.
Might as well just tell you, my last name is Starkey. Yes, it's spelled star, as in the thing in the sky, and the key that you would put in a door. Some people do not know that. They spell my name wrong.
Some people put an E on the end of cook and it pisses me off, and I want to just...
You spell cook like you cook food.
Yeah.
But yes.
Michael, what did you do in high school?
Sports.
What sports?
Football.
What position did you play?
Depends on what year you're asking about. I played anywhere from left tackle to tight end to running back. I played 2 downs to quarterback. I played linebacker. I played safety, and I played defensive end. Michael, I was also on the kickoff team, kick return team, punt return team, and field goal team.
Michael was the whole football team at one time.
Yes.
Anybody who couldn't follow what was just said.
Yes.
What other sports did you play?
In Little League, I played basketball. And in middle school, I did basketball and track. And in high school, I did 2 years of track.
What did you do in track?
Depends on if you're talking about middle school or high school. I'll go with high school because I was better in high school. I ran the 100 meter dash, the 200 meter dash, the 4x1, and the 4x2.
All right, Michael, what do you currently do with your life?
I am in college, like Brad, except for something better than Brad, because teaching's boring.
Okay, Michael, what are you in school for?
Criminal justice.
What?
Forensics.
What else do you do with your life?
I work all the time.
Amen, brother.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
FBI. Not sure what department of the FBI, but FBI.
My bread, you, loaf, on the couch.
That's why you act like sometimes.
Do you have any questions for our Southern Redneck Dad? Michael's not actually a dad. That's just what one of our coworkers and I call him, is Southern Redneck Dad.
I am not a dad
at all. He's a cat dad, but...
No, I am a husky dad. Without the husky right now.
He's a cat dad. He just won't admit it. Brad, do you have any questions for Michael?
Michael, what's your favorite hobby?
Depends on what season you're talking about.
What's your favorite spring hobby?
Spring hobby, trout fishing.
What's your favorite summer hobby?
Well, that's really late winter, early spring, but okay. What was it?
Summer hobby.
Summer?
Cat fishing.
Cat hobby. Fishing or trap shooting?
All right, what's your favorite fall hobby?
Tie between deer season's kind of late fall, early winter, so football season.
All right.
But that's kind of winter, too. So it just mixes.
Hunting, fishing, and football. This is why we call him Southern Redneck Dad. Do you have any other questions?
Go Mountaineers! Fuck Bama.
Do we have any other questions for Michael?
What's your favorite food?
Pizza. What category of food?
Like, all-time favorite. If you had to pick one thing...
To live off?
Yes.
Yes.
Chicken Alfredo.
What's your favorite dinner food?
Chicken Alfredo.
What's your favorite lunch food?
Chicken nuggets.
I was going to say, if he says chicken Alfredo, I'm going to lose my shit.
What's your favorite breakfast food?
Pancakes. Mm. With sausage. Maple flavored.
What's your favorite snack?
Oreo balls.
What the fuck is an Oreo ball?
I will explain this after the podcast.
No, explain it now, because if I don't know about it, I don't think these guys do.
You take cream cheese and some other stuff I can get from my sister. I can publish this recipe if y'all chime in and say you want it. It's really fucking good. It's really fucking sugary. If you have diabetes, you cannot eat it. Doctors will not let you.
Doctors will not
let you. No, they will not let my sister or my nephew eat it no more, because it shot them over the roof with sugar.
Oh, shit.
But you take crushed up Oreo with the cream soda in it, and you put a couple other things in it to make it, like, I don't want to say sticky. Sticky sounds gross.
But to bind stick. It together.
Yeah, and you mix it with some sugar and some stuff, and it makes it into a ball, and you put it in the fridge to let it thicken, and it's just crushed up. Just look it up. Look up Oreo balls. I can't explain it to make it sound good. They are fucking
delicious.
It's
like an Oreo cheesecake in ball form.
But it's not really cheesecake. Brad, I'll get my sister to make them.
Please do.
She makes one recipe, makes like 80, and she only charges me like $6.
Oh, that's not bad.
Do we have any other questions for our Southern
Redneck? He's asked me two. You haven't asked me any.
What's your favorite wild animal?
That's not deer. Okay. The tiger.
The tiger? Like a very specific tiger. Oh, I'm scared.
All right, that was question one. Bitch. Question two.
Carol Baskin killed her husband, whacked him. Okay, you get one more.
If you could travel back in time to any time period ever, what would it be? If you could travel back in time to witness any event in history, what would it be? Like something historic?
I don't know what event, but it would be something in Rome. Because for some reason, the only thing old I like happened in Rome. I liked old time Rome.
All roads lead to Rome, you know.
Rome was...
I just want to go to Rome. That's like my one place I have to go before I die.
I feel that.
People say, because I know two people who's been, teachers have been, they say it's good for about the first day, and then after that it kind of gets boring, because you see everything. But, like, you gotta go out and put yourself out there to do stuff, not just do the little tourist sightseeing stuff.
We're gonna end Michael's segment now.
Oh, on a side note, if y'all chime in about the Oreo recipe, also, I need you guys to chime in on this. Do you think you can smoke coffee like a cigarette? Let me know, please. This is a debate we've been having. Thank you.
And we're back with our third little section about us, and it's my turn, I guess. So, my name's Rachel. I was born on November 7th, 1999, around 3 p.m. via C-section, and if you ask my brother, I wasn't born, I was hatched.
Where is this taking place?
Wheeling, West Virginia.
You mean on the island?
Close. You could probably see it from the hospital, like the helicopter pad up top where my dad and my brother spent the majority of the time that my mom was in labor. They were people watching.
I thought that was only authorized personnel only.
Do you think that's stopped
either? Oh, fuck no.
Do you think anything that says authorized personnel only has stopped my father or my brother?
Well, no, that makes them want to go more.
Or me, for that matter, because I'm literally both of them made over. Did you pay for this? I didn't do anything fun in high school except for choir and a little bit of band and some theater stuff briefly. I was boring, but I took a lot of honors, AP, and college classes, and I tied for second in my graduating class, but if you watched me do anything, you'd think that I was a freaking moron. I'm a baby witch. I have a table that is supposed to be my altar that's kind of a storage table and an altar combined. At the moment...
I built that. that table.
I didn't think you built the table. I thought you got it from somebody who built it.
No, me and Pap built that.
Oh. Brad and his Pap built the table.
How did the cat litter scooper get on the table?
I put it there when we were cleaning earlier. Okay. Michael, what are you doing?
Meditating?
Medicating.
Oh.
We're not drug addicts, I promise. I also, like everybody else in the household, attend Glenville State College. I, like Michael, am a criminal justice major with a focus in field forensics. I honestly have next to no desire to do anything in the criminal justice field. I love it. I really do. And I think I'm going to be good at it. I want to be a homicide detective, but I really still want to be a surgeon or emergency medical personnel of sorts. I really wanted to join the military, but my dad wouldn't let me, and then I never lost the weight, so I'm still a fat bitch. I also work a lot. Michael is playing with one of his hunting rifles at the moment. Please, you're gonna trigger our less conservative listeners. Please.
I can take care of that problem.
Michael, put the gun down. And away. I'm honestly sort of a boring person. I drink and cook and bake and sleep pretty much all the time. And that's literally all I do with my life, other than yell at Michael and Brad.
What's your favorite animal?
Wolves.
What's your favorite thing to yell at us about? Only one thing.
Whatever the little tiny thing that you do at that current moment that probably shouldn't have made me mad.
That's not one thing.
That pisses me off is, yes, it technically is one thing.
Yeah, it kind of is in a way. It both is and isn't. Schrodinger's pet peeve.
Yeah, I do yell a lot, and I probably shouldn't, but I have anger problems. Ma'am, you can't put the litter back in the box.
At least she tries.
She really tries.
She tries so hard.
Daily.
Her brother, who just...
She does kick a lot of it back to the litter box.
She really does. She's a good little cleaner.
Very good domestic.
He's back on his king chair.
I've been asked two questions. We asked both of you like 80.
Why's your hair blue?
Because...
Wait, I retract that question. New question. Why do you constantly have to re-dye your hair?
And then complain about your hair being unhealthy.
Because before quarantine, I was a depressed bean, but quarantine made the depressed bean even more depressed, and I'm too poor to consistently get new tattoos and piercings, so I just bleach and dye my hair random as fuck colors whenever I want to.
And then?
Complain that my hair's dead, but I'm getting it chopped off this upcoming week and not dyeing it anymore after I slap the brown.
Yes,
I'm
going to
slap the brown dye on it and leave that for several months after it's been chopped off.
I give it a month and a half.
Before it's what fucking color, Brad?
Back to red.
Purple. It's going to be purple again.
It's going to be one of those two.
Yeah.
You can make purple out of red. You can make red out of purple.
What the hell? Did it drag that whole bag in here?
Yes,
by that. Say hi.
We have a new kitten. His name is Winchester.
Say hi.
Is his name Winchester? I thought it was Bean.
No, it's Winchester. Winchester Nugget Bean.
Wind?
My mom actually named him.
So your mom knows you have a cat?
A singular cat, yes.
Okay.
Listen to him purr. This is all he does.
Okay, follow-up question.
Yes.
So, what is the reasoning behind drinking unsweet tea constantly?
I don't drink sweet tea. I drink unsweet tea. And I don't know if it's because my parents don't drink sweet tea. So whenever my mom made tea, it was always unsweet. And I just never, had sweet tea when I was little. Or if it's the fact that I just like the natural tea taste without all the added sugar. I'm already, like, a caffeine addict, so I don't really think the extra sugar is necessary to fuel my caffeine-induced insomnia.
Hey, Michael, yeah. Do you have any questions? You are so cute. I love you so much.
What's your favorite food?
Like, if I had to pick one food to live off of for the rest of my life, pizza.
Okay.
Because you can change what goes on pizza.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to have to give her that. I didn't think of that.
You can change what you put in chicken Alfredo for flavoring.
You can add, like, spinach or broccoli or...
Yes, yeah.
You just keep the chicken the same.
I can't really do that with mine. Yeah. Baby back ribs.
Ooh.
Memphis glaze.
Okay, what's your favorite animal? Other than cats!
I already said wolf. Brad asked me. Yeah. I love wolves.
What's your... Okay, fine.
Do you have any more questions, Mike? Oof. Michael.
Favorite choice and weapon?
Oh, Lord.
Any category. Rifle, sword, shotgun, handgun, knife.
Definitely, if you hand me a 45, it's probably going to be my favorite as long as it's not a fucking
Glock. What type of 45? Long Colt or ACP?
ACP.
Pussy. There's also Subson. Everybody forgets about the 45 Subson.
Preferably a Kimber, though.
Like or anything 1911.
Like that nice, pretty tactical custom 2 that my sister-in-law won't let me have.
Never.
Amanda, if you hear this, I want that gun.
I have a really pretty Kimber custom
2. You do. But it's one tone. It's not two tones.
It's one tone for now.
And it's a 10, not a 45, but it's still a very nice weapon.
It's a super accurate gun.
It really is.
I still think I shoot it better than you do. We need to actually find out.
We do.
Not. Put it down.
As long as it's safe and the hammer's not cocked.
Put it down.
Hey, it's not rusting still.
I actually had to wipe some of it off.
But it's not like it was.
Do y'all have any more questions for me, or can we stop talking about me now?
I think we're good. This is already like a 30-minute podcast.
Winchester, do you have any questions for our podcast listeners?
No.
Okay. That's fine.
PSA, we will be back on track starting November, just a reminder. Also, don't forget to let us know if you can smoke coffee and our scrambled eggs and an omelet the same thing. Let us know.
So after Michael's little yelling session at the end of my segment of the podcast, I decided that it would probably be best to do a social media update. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter, both of which are at CreepyConvo73. Michael's remodeling our refrigerator at the moment. You can also... You can also email us at cryptidsandcrime1@gmail.com. If you have any questions about who we are, what we do, what we like to do, what we like to eat, whatever you want to know about us, you can message us on Twitter or Instagram or email us the question. We also still would like some listener stories, like if you've lived in a haunted house, had a run-in with a serial killer, or somebody that's like been a tossed in jail for some dumb shit that was sort of dangerous.
Or just something super interesting that you think someone else would find interesting.
If you joined a cult or know somebody that joined a cult, whatever, you can email that story to us too. But also, please go to one of those different things that you can contact us on and let us know if you think that you can roll coffee like a blunt and smoke it. Because Michael, for whatever reason, wants to know. And also, we have a running debate as to whether or not scrambled eggs and omelets are the same thing or essentially the same thing. So please let us know what you think about that as well.
Right now, it's split 50-50.
We will be Catching back up on publishing episodes, like we said in our introduction, work and school have... Where's the cat?
Right, man.
Okay. Work and school have been a shit show, so we got a little bit behind, but we're going to start publishing weekly again here, hopefully within the next week, week and a half to 2 weeks.
And we also did just upload the episode we meant to upload 2 months ago.
Yes.
So there is a new one out.
So please do with all of that information what you will, and stay tuned for more of our creepy conversations.
And if you get tired of the creepy conversations, you don't like the mystery, you don't like the weird, spooky, supernatural creatures and demons.
But if you do like history...
She does not have COVID.
No, I don't. I swear, I was just tested, like, Monday. I'm good.
I'm not kicked in yet.
I don't have COVID, I just have a cold.
But yeah, if you like the stranger side of history... Go ahead and check out the other podcast that we're working on. It's called Strange History, and you can find it pretty much everywhere you can find this show.
We'd really appreciate it if you check both of them out.
We do have something for everyone.
We do. And the money that we make from you listening helps us pay our bills.
And make bigger and better podcasts.
Yes.
And do cool adventures that benefit y'all as listeners.
Oh, shit. We should do an episode of all the cool shit we've seen at the asylum this month.
We should.
Oh, we should.
Like the time.
That can be another.
On the fourth floor, and we got to lobby crying.
Yeah. That could be our next episode.
Another or a bonus episode, like mid November ish.
Yeah. We're sorry we've been behind episode.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, just check out Brad's Strange History and stay tuned here for more creepy and stupid conversations.